Okay, hello and welcome to the Witcherings Fitness Podcast. Today I'm here with one of our members, Nick Searle. Nick, how long have you been a member?
Hi Ben, I've been a member for 7 months now.
7 months, awesome. And what's your background with regards to exercise, training, nutrition? What do you do for work as well?
So I split my life between London and the Witcherings. I come down most weekends, and it's very much finding a balance of fitness. I mean, I work at a desk from 6:30 to 7 o'clock most evenings or most days, and ultimately what I want to do is do some sort of fitness. So I had a very sort of twisting journey, shall we say, or turning journey within fitness. You know, I'm very good at class-based rather than on my own, so I spend my time trying to go to some spin classes in London, either at SoulCycle or Cycle, and then doing other things as well. And I go sort of way through peaks and troughs. It sort of depends on work, yeah. But ultimately I will try desperately to do something 3 to 4 times a week. You know, I've gone through periods of sort of going running on my own. I've gone through periods of doing CrossFit in London. But ultimately now I seem to have found a happy medium of coming to see you guys at WitFit for 2, if not 3, if I can squeeze it in, at times a week, and then do something else in the meantime in London as well. And I also quite like doing, you know, at least an hour of yoga a week as well.
Nice, cool. And so in the past, before you joined, was it consistent or was it inconsistent?
It was pretty consistent, but like most people, work or family does, you know, have quite a lot of pressure. But ultimately, I'll try and do something 3 times a week. But ultimately, I found myself doing the same thing. So I'd sort of go through a period of going spinning 3 times a week, or to CrossFit 3 times a week, or to circuits 3 times. And actually what I love about WitFit is it has a variety. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel that I'm only doing one thing. Right. You know, in my 2 to 3 times a week here, I feel I've had a full body workout, as it were, rather than just sitting on a bike for an hour 3 times a week.
Yeah, okay, so you're getting a bit more variety and consistency with it.
Yeah, and also training, that's the thing as well. And I can see my progression. You know, because it is, you know, because there are so very smaller classes, it's very personable. You know, I enjoy coming because the people who we train with are really great fun, as well as the instructors. That actually it's a very personal service. And you know, you go and sit on a spin bike in London and there are 75 people in that class, it's dark. You go in, you get shouted at, you do your thing, you leave. It's quite impersonal, so it's the personal touch that I like here.
Yeah, is that like a disco style?
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. So dancing on a bike. Now, you know, luckily, this podcast is only verbal and not physical, or not visual, because you'd see that me dancing on a bike would look quite ridiculous. But actually, you know, again, it's that whole idea of having a 45-minute slot that I know I can go and do it and leave and go back to work.
What do you get out of exercise?
So I have to say, for me, it is this, it's almost like a leveller. It sets my system. It's a bit like swimming in the sea, which I sort of try and do on a regular basis. It's almost like it brings you back. I mean, I don't want to become too spiritual too early, but I find it a great leavener. So no matter how I'm feeling, you know, you pull or push yourself to go to the gym, no one ever says that was a rubbish class, they don't feel better after it. And the same with yoga and the same with swimming in the sea. You know, you push yourself to do it and you have a much better feeling after it. And that's just why I love training in the morning. So I have that whole day that I know my work is done. I don't have to worry that I'm turning up after work, that actually you have a balancing. And I think that's, for me, your mind and body together, doing some form of physical exercise, moving, helps me with the rest of my day.
When you say it's a leveler, what do you mean by that?
I find it brings me back to a more real understanding of myself. The fact that, you know, for an hour when I'm in here, I can't think about anything else. Mainly Mikey and Ellie shouting at me, but ultimately it's the fact that this is my focus. This is, you know, time for me, really. This is my focus for an hour, is to come here and do the best I can. And that brings balance to my life. And that's the leveler that I mean, balance.
Yeah, nice. So you get that balance out of the exercise.
Exactly. And you know, also it means that the sports that I do at weekend, the water sports I do at the weekend, I'm definitely fitter after 7 months of doing that, which is a great advantage. But I really do enjoy, and it's actually, I enjoy the camaraderie-ship of the people that, you know, I come to quite regular classes at a regular time, and so do others. And actually, it's the community that I also enjoy as well.
Is that I guess you don't really get that so much if you're in a dark room on a swivel.
Well, exactly right. You don't know who's next to you, and You don't know who's next to you. It could be a different person each week or each day, and ultimately, yeah, it's a very insular experience. Where here, it's a very open experience.
Yeah, interesting. You would have thought it would be more of a group experience.
There's a group experience in the way that you ride in the same time, and sometimes you can feel that energy in the room.
Yeah.
But it's very impersonal.
Right.
It's very impersonal.
And what are your water sports?
So, last 18 months, I've absolutely become addicted to wing foiling. I weirdly, as a man almost 50, I become boring about it. I can't. And obviously, I've managed to persuade a lot of my friends to take it up as well. Initially, when you're learning, there's a lot of jumping on and off the board, and I was finding a year ago that I had been out of breath, and I wanted to be fitter to be able to have more endurance to stay out longer, and that was really my focus to come and join WhitFit. I had an ulterior motive. I wanted to become a better wing foiler, but subsequently it all seemed to harmonise and work quite well together.
Yeah, so you've got benefits in your water sports.
100%. Actually, I would say 150%, without a doubt. I really notice, and it took probably 3 months for that to come forward. So not only do my suits at work fit better, not only do I have more energy, but actually now I realise that I'm much more nimble on my board. Physical fitness has improved, so therefore I can stay out for longer. I'm not so out of breath at certain points, and it's just a much more enjoyable experience.
Yeah. What does it give you? So it makes it more enjoyable, but what else does it give you in your water sports?
My water sports have to be enjoyable because I'm not at work, so therefore it's something I enjoy. It means I stay out longer with my mates who are doing it. So I become, I just get more out of it. I can push myself more. And that's a function of spending 3 times a week with you guys here.
Yeah, nice. You've kind of answered this question, but what have you achieved in your time as a member?
So I think my suits fitting better is always helpful. I think, we've all had a very strange last 3 years with COVID, and actually probably, ironically, been a little more sedentary than we normally have. And actually, interestingly, I've noticed that in my daily work, I spend a lot of time, or historically, I've spent a lot of time walking to meetings. So I would have 5 meetings a day, of which most of it would be out of the office, which I would then, luckily be able to walk to the majority of them back and forth. Of course, now with hybrid meetings, I'm almost sitting at my desk for the full day. So therefore, just more movement is what I've really enjoyed and achieved. And ultimately, now I've moved down a size in my wing foil board. I've been fitter. So the whole thing is just, it fitted in really well. So actually, quite a few achievements.
Yeah, and with your suits fitting better and more energy, like, how does that actually impact your work day to day? I suppose you should say what your work is as well.
So I work in finance. So I raise money for growing businesses. I think the whole idea that I'm probably sleeping better through doing more physical exercise, which obviously has great benefits. I've been told to, one of the things we all learn here is we need to drink more water, which obviously I've been doing as well, and that I think is a great function and sort of energy and alertness, but also helps me sleep better. So it's given me more energy whilst I'm working.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's also the benefit as well.
Yeah. So has there been any kind of measurable performance?
No, I don't think so. I don't think measurable, but more probably mental than physical.
Clarity.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah. Cool. Did you have any doubts when you started here or during your time here?
So as a very competitive person, I always have doubts about myself. And I had doubts that I wouldn't be able to keep up. And that would be my worst thing. The fact that I wasn't fit enough, or that everyone was sort of Iron Men, super men and women, and ultimately I'd be sort of out of my depth. That was pretty much put to bed in my first session. And what I love about this place is that it's irrelevant of how fit you are. If you're putting in the work, then that's what counts. And it really, again, there is no competition here apart from with yourself. And I quite like that sort of sort of mentality that it's only me, you know, it's only me that I'm, if I'm not pushing myself the hardest, it's only me that I'm letting myself down. So actually that part comes out in the whole training here, which so that one doubt that I wouldn't be good enough,
yeah,
actually was, you know, is irrelevant and not even worth talking about, because that's not what you prescribe here.
Was that a doubt that may have stopped you starting? Was there a period of time where you were like,
yeah, oh, I'm not sure if it's I think so. Although your social media program or your recruitment program is very good at highlighting the fact that you don't have to be super fit, but you know, when you come to an industrial state in East Wittering and it's quite butch or manly, and you know, there are lots of barbells and big weights and you know, people strutting around, that actually, you know, that does put you off. But as soon as you step over the threshold, you realise that actually, you know, it's not like that at all. And you know, I quite like using barbells now, and that's something that I never thought I'd do. So
oh, really?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So cool. Yeah, it is very much, you know, that learning process, and yeah, all fears were very much erased very quickly.
Yeah, nice. What obstacles, if any, have you had like during your time?
So I think you're right that we all have all obstacles, and I think for me it's been juggling work in London and being down here. So when I first started, my office were a bit more relaxed on flexible working, so we were allowed to work from home Tuesday to Thursday, which meant I could come Monday, Friday, Saturday to Whitfit, which suited me perfectly. Then we reverted back to 4 days a week, so obviously that therefore dropped one off. So therefore I'm only here Friday and Saturday, which meant that I had to do more in the week. So like everything. And then actually post-COVID also, work has become busier, and it's just finding that time to dedicate to doing what you're doing. But ultimately, you know, I've now learned that it's a non-negotiable.
Right.
So ultimately, you know, I will arrange my diary so that I can certainly come here, and if I can squeeze down on a Thursday afternoon and do one on a Thursday, I will. Or if, you know, I will make sure that I go spinning at lunchtime or do something after work. Because we start work very early, it's very difficult to do something before, but ultimately I will try desperately to make sure that 3 to 4 hours a week I blocked out so that I can do something that I want to do. And it's more productive. I'm more productive.
Yeah.
You know, it's much better to, I quite like going to the gym at lunchtime because I can come back and have a very productive afternoon. But in the same way, I love doing a first sport or training first thing in the morning, because then my whole day is just feels so much better. So I have to realise that those 4 or 5 hours a week, I have to slot in somehow.
Is that a new thing at becoming like a non-negotiable?
I think so. I think so, very much so. I think you know, I'm since coming to Whitfield, I've learnt or understood the benefits. So therefore it has to be a non-negotiable, because ironically my employer gets more out of me if I've gone away and done something for an hour and been shouted at. So you know, it's just so much, it's so self-fulfilling. But for, you know, even for my work community, it's very important people get off the desk and go and do something for an hour each day that isn't just staring at screens.
Tell your boss.
Oh no!
I need this time.
I block it out in my diary.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll be quite strict about it. And if things come up, you know, ultimately if things come up, yes. But I try and engineer it so things don't come up, and I can just disappear for an hour.
Yeah. Nice. Do you have any? Actually, before we go to that, how do you describe Wittering's Fitness to other people?
So I would say, first and foremost, it is a community. And a community of people who are like-minded but incredibly different. And what I love about here is I can come and, you know, be on the air bike next to a guy that's incredibly successful in a private equity business, sitting also next to a guy that does, you know, works, runs his own business out of the back of a van. And that's the community that I really enjoy, that whole cross-section of people. And it is the fact that it is so different than a normal gym, because you have this semi sort of personal training element, that personal relationship you have with your trainers, but also the people that turn up and train with you. You become friends, which is, you know, which you would never have in a larger town or city. So That's how I describe it. And the fact is, you know, it's very fun to get shouted. No, they don't shout at you, but it's very fun to get motivated on you know, and also you get to see your progress, or I get to see my progress quite visibly, quite quickly. So I explain that I go to this industrial estate that looks very scary but isn't, and ultimately I have a really good time, and that's how I describe it to people.
Yeah, cool. I always struggle with how to describe it. It's kind of different, isn't it? Awesome. What recommendations or pieces of advice would you give to people who are in their first week of starting, so they've already made that commitment?
So in your first week, there's a lot of information, and you feel that you have to sort of read through it quite quickly to understand it. I would say just to take a step back and do it at your own pace. Certainly the sort of out of gym stuff, I would say there's just three words that I would say, and that's trust the process. Because the process is well practiced and many people come through it. You have to be ready for change and ready to apply yourself. You have to realize that actually coming to a gym three times a week is something that you will need to do, but you need to give it 100%. So it's 100% trust the process. And you know, after 3 weeks, if it's not for you, then maybe that's a chat they have with you. But ultimately, you need to come those three times a week. You need to do a little bit of that sort of side reading, but also just don't give up.
Mm. You know, trust the process.
You've got to trust the process.
Do you know what? So many people say the same thing.
Really?
When I interview them, yeah. What is the process to you?
So the process to me, I would say, is that it's a combination of community, nutrition, and exercise. And they all work like a Venn diagram, and ultimately you're in the centre of this, and you've got to throw yourself into it. Mm. You can't do it half-heartedly, which is why I was quite upset that I could only come twice a week rather than three times a week. You've got to throw yourself into it wholeheartedly, and you know, listen to the instructors and the trainers because they're exceptional. And push yourself. Obviously not too much, but push yourself, and you'll see that change really quickly. And if you're like me, where you see that change, it becomes a lot more, you become a lot more motivated. Well, I become a lot more motivated, and it becomes self-fulfilling. It's almost like a flywheel. The more change you see, the more you want to do. The more you do, the more change you see. And it becomes, you know, a faster and faster flywheel. And ultimately, that's the process. So just by, I mean, it sounds almost like a cult, sorry, Ben. just by handing yourself over and saying, okay, I'm ready, then that gives you the results that I hope people are looking for.
When that's kind of an interesting point. A lot of people think it's a cult. They say, oh, it's a bit culty. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't. No.
Yeah, we sort of hear that occasionally.
But then what I think, why that is because everyone is so evangelical. I think that's the right word. Evangelical, that'd be the word. Everyone is so evangelical about it that it sounds a bit like that. That's the thing, because everyone outside will say, and I certainly do, it's one of the best things I've ever done. It's one of the best things. You hear that, and certainly if you listen to people on the WhatsApp group with new people joining, everyone comes back saying, it's the best thing I've ever done. It's the best thing I've ever done. And yes, of course that sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It almost sounds like you're preaching a new religion. But actually, those people don't have to write that. That's the thing. It's not like you're over them with a broomstick saying you've got to write. These people, I mean, my part of the community believe this.
Yeah.
So that's why, because people enjoy it so much, it does have this evangelical nature to it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, I hadn't thought about it like that before. Yeah, the culty thing is kind of like you must get people to sign up, you know.
Yeah, but actually,
tell them how good it is.
But that's the thing, but I do find myself telling people about how good it is because it is so good.
Yeah.
And maybe that is actually the fundamental definition of a cult. But anyway, but actually, it is the thing. You've built this community that people want to share with others, and ultimately, that's the benefit and the success of Whitfit.
Yeah. And going back to what you said a bit earlier, it's got to be the right time as well. Like you've got to
100%. You've got to be ready for it, haven't you? I mean, you've got to want to do it, and I think even if you're just verging on wanting to do it, as soon as you tip yourself into that, well, I've put my trainers on, I'm coming. That first step through the door is the hardest, and actually, once that's done, I mean, you will be working out when you can come to your next class.
Or pushing through the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Get through that first 2 weeks, and yeah, it will never be the same.
Awesome. What goals and aspirations do you have for your health and fitness at the moment?
So, I turn 50 next year, and I think so. I mean, I've made it.
Yeah.
And I think actually it's quite interesting, is that I want to be able to continue to move. I want to be able to continue to do the things that I want to do. And I have a great friend who gave up working in finance 5 years ago at 45 because he wanted to go ski big mountains and climb big mountains. And he said, I just need to go and do this because this is what I want to do. And ultimately, this is my path. Finance allowed me to leave work very early and retire at 45, which is great. But now I want to go in because if I wait any longer, I'm not going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. You know, time, unfortunately, is the one thing that we cannot control. And I think as you start to get a bit older, you realise actually things can happen and you just aren't as fit as you used to be. Or you might not even be here anymore. So actually, doing something, moving every day, moving towards a goal of maybe being able to go wing foiling in nice exotic locations, or going for a run with friends. I just want to be able, or going to yoga more often. I just want to be able to continue to move, so mentally I feel as if age isn't creeping up on me.
Yeah. So sort of have that resilience to kind of do whatever you decide.
Yeah. Exactly right. Exactly right. Neil, I'm never going to go and climb Everest or. Go and run an ultra marathon, but my goals are different in the way that I want to be able to enjoy the things I enjoy outside. I want fitness to be part of it all, but actually I want to really enjoy the bits outside of coming to WhitFit as well. And it's also self-fulfilling. It's also linked in both mental and body, or mind and body, that I want to I want to be more comfortable. That when people say, do you want to come for a jog this morning? I go, yeah, I'll come join you.
Yeah.
Or I turn up, you go on holiday and you turn up in a new city and fancy a run around the block. I want to actually enjoy what I'm looking at, not wheezing around the first block. So yeah.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Nick. And thanks for taking the time today.
Oh, my pleasure, Ben. It's been great fun. Thanks for having me on.
That's all right. Anything else you'd like to say?
No. I think I've bored everyone enough.
Not at all. All right. And also, you have a podcast as well. Give it a little plug?
Well, I'd love to give it a little plug. So I have a podcast. It's called A Different Perspective, where I interview people from the world of business and finance. And the whole idea is to understand what makes them tick. If you're a very successful CEO, it's difficult to get your side of the story across rather than just the fact you're that CEO. So I like to interview interesting people that have some sort of quirk or a different perspective on life. Available on all good podcast platforms, Spotify and iTunes and Apple. But A Different Perspective by Nick Searle.
Thanks, Nick. Awesome.
Thanks, Ben.